This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome. Oh, excuse me. How about that? Great welcome for your Friday. Welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. I'm Colin Dunlap alongside Jeff Hathorn. Jim Colony's out. Chris Mack, he's out today as well. Good morning to you, Jeff. How is everything?
Good. I think Jim kidnapped Chris.
Yeah, you think so? You think that's what happened?
I think they're together.
Perhaps that could be the...
Just couldn't be apart. I mean, it's a long time Jim's going to be away.
Yeah, you know, Jim sprung that on me yesterday, that he was out.
So yesterday, it was a great conversation in the newsroom. Jim turns to Starkey and says, I hear you've been to Cape May and you like Cape May a lot. Joe's like, yeah, why would you go now? Was Joe's question to Jim. Because the water's too cold.
It's a fair one.
To the beach, and Jim's like, well, it's not here.
Yeah.
That's fair, too.
Are there seasonal places, and I guess that's where Jim is going. I didn't know that, but I guess that's where Jim is going. Are there places that are seasonal that aren't even going to be open?
I guess he'll find out.
Man, what a weird bird. See, anytime the weather is not the same somewhere, you'll catch me going south where it's warmer.
And it is, to be fair, it's south.
Slightly. When I say south, I mean south in an airplane.
And it's funny because I just heard, not funny because of all the destruction, but I heard there's a tropical storm that's brewing. And I'm just picturing that thing going up the eastern seaboard.
See, you're the guy that went on an Alaskan cruise, though, and just raved how much you loved it.
I did.
Because you like looking at cool things.
Literally.
Yeah. Right. See, it would be okay with me. The Alaskan cruise would be okay with me, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I'm a big get warm on vacation kind of guy.
So you're not stopping at Virginia. You're heading further south.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yes, like Florida. Yes, absolutely. Warm, 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 and warm, and more warm. Like, I have friends, right? My friend, he's the concrete mason and stone mason to the stars, Chuck Jeske. Really good guy, right? And so Chuck and my friend Dave White and a couple other people, they went snowmobiling in Yellowstone and thereabouts.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And Dave is a great guy. Chuck's a great guy, too. And they're like men for all seasons, you know, that do anything. They've been everywhere. Chuck has been scuba diving in Hawaii. He's climbed Mount Kilimanjaro or whatever, like where you have
Holy
to go
cow.
To base camp and stuff.
And so these show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a great, great guy. And so they decided they want to go snowmobiling in Yellowstone, right? And they were like, hey, do you want to go? And this is in like, I think like this time of year, a couple years ago. And I said, you know what? Like I understand the beauty of it. I get that there's, what are they like, bison or whatever running yeah. around, whatever. I said, I get all the beauty in it. I get it's like a great national park, and I get all the stuff and how great and they're chartered trips where you go from like this one like little bar tavern kind of place and then like 40 miles somewhere. I want nothing to do with being cold like that. Nothing. You would love that, wouldn't you?
I would, because you come up on the hot springs
uh-huh.
and just kind of see the area where there's no snow. And yeah, it would be incredible. See the wildlife out there.
Wow. See,
you had nothing, not even by the fire.
No.
None of that stuff sounds appealing to you.
I could. I mean, that sounds okay, but the like skiing and being out and cold, it doesn't do it for me on vacation because I get that here. And I don't need to go somewhere fancy. I could go to a beach where there's nothing and no one around and nothing. It just has to be warmer. So you would... See, now, snowmobiling. Let's get into this on the pre-show. Fan Morning Show pre-show. I'm Colin Dunlap. He's Jeff Hathorn. I have heard... You know who told me this? Dick Leinenkugel, who was in here before, and we have a friendly relationship with, and I've talked to him at spring training. He's a really good guy. He owns the Leinenkugel beers,
yeah,
right?
Pretty popular, where it snows.
Yes. Well, he told me that they have these, like, Groom Trails in Wisconsin. He lives in Cedar, I forget the town, whatever the town.
Falls, Rapids, whatever.
Something like that, yes. It's some lake town. So, and he has a lake house and then a house proper. And so Mr. Linekugel was telling me that they have these groom trails, and you essentially just go like little town to little town, and it is like this awesome, great, unbelievable Friday night, Saturday night experience on these snowmobiles.
A couple of Christmases ago, I went up, I have family in Wisconsin, and we went to this restaurant for breakfast, and half of them drove to the restaurant in snowmobiles and parked them right outside because there was parking along the creek for snowmobiles at this restaurant.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was awesome.
See, I may want to do that. Like, I may, that might be okay to do that for just a little bit. And Jeff's got to run over to the AM. I might be okay to do that, but I couldn't be like immersed in it like those guys were in Yellowstone for like 4 days. I just feel like I would never thaw out. I'm the kind of guy where I wake up in the morning, and if my shower isn't hot enough, I feel the cold in my bones all day. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm getting older. Perhaps that's what it is. But it's just like, I can't get warm. I don't know. I got to get warm, Matt. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, this time of year, like for a shower, what you're saying, like it's got to be a sauna in there. Like I got to have the steam going through the whole bathroom. Like it's got to be, it notches up a level.
Speaking of that, I bought these things for like the steam going through. They sell these, and I've brought this up before, I think. These like menthol, they're kind of like menthol pucks.
Oh,
right?
The bombs.
Yes, and you drop them right in the shower, and you just let it go. You put it in there, and you let the shower just absolutely hit it, and it just creates this vaporized, it's sort of, you know when you're a little kid, and your mom like thinks that you're getting a little bit sick, and you get that Vicks rub on your chest. It creates that effect all through the shower. I have found myself, and I don't care to say this, like almost down on all fours in the shower, just like, just breathing this in. It makes you, it just cleans your whole nasal everything out. Is it get those bath bombs that are like, whatever that is, it's like menthol.
Yeah,
stuff.
I know what you're talking
and
about.
And not menthol like Newports, like menthol.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, the good kind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've never tried it, but I've seen those, and I think I remember you talking about it last year, probably whenever you were like experiencing it.
Yes.
And you were all about it.
Yes. It you spend so much time in the shower, your wife gets suspicious if you're in there. It's such a great thing. So buy those, and they're shaped like hockey pucks. And you can get them on, like, different places. You can get them online. You can get them at stores. You can get them at, like, Bed Bath. Or no, what's the, not Bed Bath & Beyond. Whatever one where the ladies buy, like, candles and bath stuff. You know, those kind of places.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm
about.
Talking about. Yes. Yeah, yeah, the place in the mall.
Bath & Body Works.
There you go. Yeah, that's it, Producer Matt. Yeah. But they magically make your whole, the whole breathing apparatus of your body just feels so much better. I mean, it's like you had a lung transplant.
Does it smell like Vicks?
Oh yeah, a little bit, like a tinge of it. It's not overpowering, but it smells like it's some. I'm kind of in a linebacker stance. I'm not all the way down on all fours. I got hands on my knees, my head's down, kind of like right before the play, before you look up and you're just breathing it in. And man, it's like, oh, is it good? But anyway, back to vacation where it's cold. I have case in point. My buddy Billy, he goes up last week to our other friend has a house in Vail, right?
Mm.
This guy's done well with his life, right? And he bought a house in Vail. And they're like, wow, and like four or five of them went. It would be fun. It's a great resort town. It's great, whatever. There was already like 4 inches of snow on the ground. In Colorado, I don't know if I want to go where it's cold on vacation.
And especially before it's cold here.
Yes. If it's cold here, I can live with maybe going to like Killington, Vermont or like Vail or somewhere like that, even though I don't ski. Go, party, have a good time, have a couple drinks, sit out by the fire, dress, you know, in a nice suit, like a big snow suit, have that fun, you know, walk around like a lumberjack. Yeah, okay, got it. I could maybe do that when it's cold here. I can't do it when it was 65 degrees, 70 degrees here, and go where it's 30.
The winters are long enough here. I don't need to speed up the winter by going somewhere where it's already snowing, like you said, and it's 70 degrees here. No way.
Yes. Yes. You're right about
that. Can't sell me on
that. I can't do it. Now, maybe if you catch me in February or January, I could say, yeah, let's go. Let's go.
I'm already in winter mode.
Yes!
I'm ready to go.
All right. You know, I'm nailing this vacation talk, by the way. Everyone else who tries to talk vacation, or if you have a thought on vacation, you're wrong. This is the right stance on vacation. There is something, though, when you say you can go to like Colorado or somewhere like that during the wintertime, there also is something really refreshing about it being like February. You go and your car gets your plane gets de-iced at Greater Pitt, and you pull up and whatever, and it's freezing. You can see the ice on the side of the runway, and you go to like Punta Cana, and you're like, in the same day you got ice on your wings, you're there, you're flying, and then boom, you're at the beach, and you're like, it still blows me away you can do that in the world. You can do that in life. That is something crazy.
Different universe.
Oh, my gosh.
So is the first thing you do when you get there, do you social media everybody like, hey?
Me? When I go on vacation, I just go. I shut it down for the most part.
What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I shut it down too. I don't want my phone around.
And mine doesn't work on vacation. All these places I go, somehow the phone doesn't work.
Well, you go to like Bali and stuff. You go to all kind of great places.
Yeah, wherever it doesn't work, I go.
You go. Yeah. Just magically, that's the way it works.
It's just somehow, it's coincidental. I don't know where. It's cell service is horrible.
Yeah, I'm not a big I'll take one picture on vacation, whatever, family picture, but then I wait till I get back and like send them to people or whatever. I want a vacation. I could go, honestly, on some beach in the middle of nowhere, a cooler beer and a book, and leave me the hell alone. Like, that's a big, nice vacation for me. I'm into that.
You ever been on vacation in the summer and you go into someplace down south and you ask, hey, can you put the pirate game on? And they kind of look at you like, what?
No, that's never happened.
I have done that.
What town were you in?
Of all places, Little Rock.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're like, guys like, yeah, we got the Cardinal game on. And
well, can we discuss first kind of the whole premise of vacationing in Little Rock?
Well, we're there for a tournament.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It wasn't by choice.
All right. It was an event. It wasn't a vacation.
Yeah.
Okay. Much different.
Yeah.
That was not your destination.
No.
You weren't one of the three people that actually
But if you
want to
go
like,
somewhere warm.
Right.
Little Rock is the place.
Yeah. 108 degrees with 93% humidity.
It.
Right. I thought you were maybe one of those three people that actually saw the Visit Arkansas commercial and like dialed the number.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
It wasn't a destination to see the Clinton Library.
Or the John Daly Memorial, you know. Whatever.
What would his memorial be? Would it be like a tipped bottle with
water
running through it?
Ashtray. Yeah. Anyway, we got a big show today. Can't wait. Jeff Schwartz, he joins us at 7:30. Pat Bostick from Western New York is with the team. He'll join us thereafter. Lee Sterling making his picks. He's doing so great on the year. He's going to join us at 8 o'clock because it's Locktober. And Ray Fittipaldo, he joins us to talk some Steelers coming up at 9. We get going with some NFL talk, got some hockey talk in there. We got Jeff thought of something that he just can't let go coming up at about 6:33, and it involves Pat Narduzzi throwing some shots at someone. That's all next. Fan Morning Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.